the dungeon, the king is home. You know he's gonna wanna hear another sing-along. Bring the crown downstairs in the blingy robe. Puss all the jewels, man, he can't leave them things alone. He said the crown looks mush, is he wrong? Does it matter? Grapes on the platter. I was with the princess last night after the Mad Hatter got mad at her. Man, I don't want the throne, the woman's a disaster. I'm just trying to bag her a couple more times, then I give her back, he can have her. Here, help me with the ladder. I've been feeling under pressure. Baby,
got me feeling these feels inside.
I've been feeling under pressure. Baby,
got me feeling these feels inside.
This horse till springtime. Shoulda never drank all the king's wine. Cause when I woke up, I was still wearing my wig. I walked down the hall, saw the king's head, it was next to the pigs. Crown and all. And guess what? The blood's on my saber. See you later. If I don't disappear, they're gonna put me in charge of this shit. And I just wanna play my guitar for this bitch. Oh yeah, I took the princess too. She's a stage 5 clinger. Probably thinks I'ma give her a ringer on her finger. But fuck that shit. All these princess bitches just wanna fuck a singer. A singer. And a singer just wants to sing. Fuck, I'm getting tired. My saddle's too small and my legs are on fire. I haven't eaten in days, I wanna go home. This bitch drank all my wine and there's no smoke. And I know that your family's all dead. But what the fuck were they feeding you? Hog heads? Fat bitch? Matter of fact, get off the horse. Yeah, I'll be right back. I'm on my own now with the stupid horse. The life of a troubadour. I've been feeling under pressure. Baby,
got me feeling these feels inside.
I've been feeling under pressure. Baby,
got me feeling these feels inside.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The king with that drunk singer swore. Where's the princess? Oliver, bring her forward. The king had no sons, so now the throne's mine. Once I bag the princess, I'm in the bloodline. Talk to me, Oliver.
We searched up and down. The princess of yours is nowhere to be found. Jack saw her leave at the crack of dawn, and guess what?
What?
She was on the troubadour's arm.
Now, Oliver, you gotta be kidding me. 2 nights ago, I fucked her till my dick broke. One night, one fight, and she's gone. This a sick joke. And for a motherfucking singer, oh no.
Oh no.
I'm the Mad Hatter. If she ain't fucking with me, then nobody else could have her. I'ma find them even if it means searching all Liverpool. Tie a horse to each limb and let him pull. Giddy up. There he is. I see him. We meet again. Where's the woman?
I left her 20 miles back in the mountains. I'd be very surprised if she's still alive. Going up Peter's Pass this time of year would be ill-advised, ill-advised. Honestly, I didn't love her. I only love being alone.
But I need her for the throne.
Fuck the throne, man, it's too much work. People hanging on every single goddamn word.
Enough, tie him up, I got an idea right now. Uh-huh. Give me my dagger, put an apple in his mouth. I ain't gonna leave you here to starve out. I'ma slice your fingers off, play guitar now. Take his little tambourine too, what's he gonna use it for? The death of a troubadour.
I've been feeling under pressure.
These feels inside.
I've been feeling under pressure. Baby,
got me feeling these feels inside.
Oh, hey, oh, hey. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Tufts Medford and Freeform Radio. My name is Uncle Slim Pants. This show is Mustard. I'm here with a buddy of mine that I met in the war, and we're just gonna talk and
something topical that's going on. is the I don't know.
Okay, pretty good.
It's not true. Tell me I've been lied to. Crying isn't like you. Ooh. What the hell did I? Never been the type to let someone see right through. Ooh. Maybe won't you take it back? Say you were trying to make me laugh and nothing to change today. You didn't mean to say I love you. I love you. And I don't want to. Ooh.
let's talk about the hole. There's a big hole in the sky, and they took a picture of it.
They finally took a picture of it.
Ah, it took them so long. I could have just lent them my Polaroid, probably.
Very far away.
Yeah. So it looks kind of like a donut. But it's not a donut. It's a enormous suction device.
Well, it doesn't look too good.
I believe.
They hyped it up a little bit too much, you know? They should have waited until they got a crisper picture.
I'd be interested in visiting the black hole. And getting crushed.
Yeah, I was going to say you'd die.
I don't think I wouldn't experience it. Time would slow down infinitely, and my perspective would be stuck on the very outside. I would never experience myself entering it. I would just eternally become closer and closer to it.
So I got a joke for you.
Oh!
Uncle.
Okay.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Says.
Says who?
Says me, that's who. That was it. That was the end of it.
How are your parents doing?
Not good.
Would you say that you are a major factor in that?
I don't really want to talk about it on the radio.
If we were around each other,
I don't really want to talk.
If I had to spend more than an hour with you on any given day,
Can we talk about something else?
I think that I would probably just end the whole thing. End my existence is what I mean. If you're pretty intolerable. Yeah, so
I got another joke for you.
Okay.
What do you call a dog that's ready for spring break?
What do you call it?
A lab report. Oh no, I read the answer to something else. A melancholy.
Oh, okay.
Because a collie is a type of...
Yeah, melon.
Dog, and melon is... It's a big spring fruit.
Yeah, that's what it would sound like if I actually found the joke funny. I would laugh like that.
I mean...
If it was a good joke, I would have laughed like that. I was just trying to give you sort of some feedback to look for when you do make a good joke, to know that you made a good joke. Because I feel like you're not doing a great job right now, at least, of reading social cues. So maybe that's something that you should be working on.
I'm on the spectrum.
You're right.
And have you ever thought about growth hormones?
I think I got tested once, and they determined that I didn't need them, but turns out they were wrong.
Yeah, you're pretty small. Like, what, 5'1"? 5 foot?
I think 5 foot.
5 foot. I guess people can't really see what you look like, but you do look a little bit like the mushrooms from Mario that you, like, jump on. You flatten them out.
Like the...
the Goombas. Yeah. I believe they're referred to as. You look kind of like a Goomba.
Both of my legs are amputated at the knees. I feel like that's... it's sort of rude to talk about my height. Because with full-size legs, that would be...
No, but you wear prosthetics and you're still about you're 5 feet tall.
Well, that's true.
And without the prosthetics, you're...
Yeah, okay. We don't have to keep
going. 4'4", maybe? 4'4"?
Yeah. 8-inch legs.
Do you ever have people, like, sling you around in a sack? I feel like that would be a good... I feel like that would
work. No, but I was, my brother... me and my brother used to sleep in the same room, and he had this pillowcase, and he'd fill it with bars of soap, and he'd hit me with it.
I thought you were gonna say that he would put you in there. But
no.
Yeah. I mean, bars of soap are not... they're pretty soft. Pretty malleable, I think.
No. Absolutely not.
How would you say... would you say that experience affects you to this day?
Well, I've lost all contact with my family, so I don't really...
Oh, I actually have a lot of contact with your family. I'm actually very close friends with your family. Your sister in particular, we're very, 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 very close. And they...
really?
They told me that...
mm-hmm.
That you were sort of, you know... a bit of a troublemaker growing up. You sort of had promise, but you took a darker course instead. Spent 3 years in prison. We know about that. We don't have to talk about that if you don't want to.
No, I'll talk about it.
Yeah. So I've been interested in that for a while. I know that the armed robbery is only part of the story. I know that you were never actually proven to have killed that old man, but I think that the evidence points strongly towards you having done it.
Mm-hmm. I see where you're coming from.
So walk me through it. What happened in the bank that day?
Well, I just went in and I said, I was like, put your hands up,
And at this point,
I was fully naked, and I said, put your hands up. I said, give me $50,000 right now.
And you were wearing the prosthetics at this point, or no?
I was wearing absolutely nothing.
So you're walking.
I didn't even have a gun. I don't think I was a menace to anyone.
So you were walking on your knees,
and then
on your knees.
Beat this old man senseless. Just right after, directly after saying that. And that's pretty much it.
But you're walking on your knees.
Yes. I mean, the nubs have flattened out. It's kind of like.
So, 4'4" Goomba, little man. You walked in on, I imagine, box-like little,
mm-hmm.
whatever, little
yeah.
stilts or something, fleshy stilts. You walked in,
mm-hmm.
no clothes. And
exactly.
He didn't fight back at all?
He was very old.
Very old. You're not an intimidating, you're... extremely frail. You look quite malnourished.
He was pretty old. I could take him. I was maybe the only one in the bank that I could take. And so I beat
him, chose
him until he was unconscious.
And nobody stepped in.
No, his time was up.
And would you say that other people in the bank agreed with you on that, and that's why they sort of let it, you know, let the events transpire?
No. I think they didn't want to get near my body.
Oh.
Pretty disgusting.
Slimy.
Well, sweaty.
Slimy.
Okay.
You know, I think.
But look, but now I'm here. Now I'm doing radio, so.
Yeah. You know, I don't know how long that's going to last, but, you know. You know. I'm happy that you opened up. You know?
I found God in prison. Is what I did.
Yeah.
I started a little church.
Yeah? Your own church?
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk about that?
Well, I'd rather not now. All right.
We can revisit.
Yeah.
All right,
later. Maybe later in the program.
All right, we'll come back. We'll play this
mm-hmm.
this song that you chose for us.
This is by gold medal winner Sean White, actually.
Sean White.
Yeah.
Excellent. Star of Dear Evan Hansen, I believe.
Yeah. He's won like
4 Grammys.
He's won like, I don't know.
A Silver Slugger or 2, maybe?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear it.
Dream.
Whoa!
Whoa. It is currently 0:32 in Army Mountain Time. Ask yourself, what kind of friend are you? Are you a work friend? Are you a friend that hangs out on weekends? Are you a chill out and watch TV friend? Are you that friend who shows up on moving day? Or are you the kind of friend who's there for someone dealing with a mental illness? Be there for them, because your support will give them a much greater chance of recovery. Mental illness. What a difference a friend makes. For more information on how to support someone dealing with a mental illness, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. So speaking of friends, you know, I'm looking to have a little get together sometime soon. You know, my list is a little short. I think maybe we could get together sometime, hang out.
I'm thinking of having a picnic by the quarry tomorrow, if anyone wants to come out. Wear your swimsuit and we can go swimming and we can eat sandwiches that I'll make and we'll have a picnic outside.
But do you think I can,
Oh, I didn't even give a time. How silly of me. 11 a.m. Pacific time.
But do you think I can come?
No. I'm looking for new friends. People that don't put me down. People that like to bring me up.
If I wanted to put you down, I could do it in seconds. I could eliminate you from the mortal flesh quite quickly. You're quite fragile.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd actually ask you to reconsider.
Well, I have a tennis ball signed by Greg Oden, and I'm putting that up for auction tomorrow. The bid starts at 5 k.m. If you want to look it up, you can look up my eBay. My eBay is just like 4 L's. That's like my eBay name.
LLLL.
Yeah, LLLL, no capitals.
On eBay.
Mm-hmm.
And you're selling a Greg Oden signed tennis ball.
Yeah. Greg Oden. Well, it says Greg Oden on the tennis ball. He didn't actually sign it.
But it has his name on it.
Yes.
For $5,000.
Yes, it's starting at $5,000. It's like a minimum of $5,000.
Are you eBay? You're regular there? You sell a lot of stuff?
Mm-hmm. A lot of like clothes. I think I usually sell most of my clothes there.
Yeah.
Custom pants. I sell a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
WNBA draft was today.
I actually sold.
No one watched that.
There's a big market now for caskets. Like, caskets are pretty expensive, so a lot of people say, you know, just dig up an old one, sell it. It's a pretty big market now. I've actually gotten pretty involved in that. You know, me and a few buddies of mine will go down to the yard with some shovels and, you know, just take a couple caskets. I mean, really, they're pretty easy to dig up, and you sort of just open it up, drop the body. You know, you can take whatever's in there and sell that too, a little extra money, but you just drop it back in the hole and fill it. Nobody ever knows. You know, not a big deal. And then, you know,
what?
People want cheap caskets.
Oh, yeah.
You sell it, you know? It's just there. It's just in the ground. Like, just take it. Now sell it. Good money. Perfectly legal as well. There's literally no law against that.
Do you sell it with the insides?
What are you talking about?
The insides.
Insides of what?
Of a casket.
The casket has an inside, yes. It's not... want to put cement in there?
I see, I guess.
No, it's a casket.
It's
you
ornamental,
open it up.
I get it.
You open it. You put, know, you put dead, like the old man that you beat to death, probably.
He was cremated.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm
getting a lot of negative vibes right now.
Well, I personally, I've been listening to a lot of, you know, sort of like experimental jazz pop recently, and it sort of opened my mind to, you know, some the greater beings out there. Sort of, you know, the whole purpose of existence, you know, the whole idea that...
What in the hell are you talking about?
You know, the whole idea that we're here because, you know...
That's actually enough. Please stop talking. Donald Trump. I don't know what he's been doing.
Can't fight you, but can't fault you, 'cause I can get so caught up in my own head. You just float through, I can't catch you, and I can understand, but can't face the feeling that I'm just another head. So when you come in, I could be what you need, girl, if you want me to. You know what they say, bro, that love gon' come back to you. Out of the pieces, now I can't take it back, no. But I keep on track now, oh, yeah, that's all of it. I gave up my youth for this 'cause I wanted it. And if you think that I need you, then you're out of your head. So I want. So bring me down and drown me out. I'll be waiting here when you're ready. Now lay me down, finish now. So when you come in, I could be what you need, girl, if you want me to. You know what they say, brother, love gon' come back to you. Come back to you, come back to you. Oh, it's always you.
So calm. look like butterflies and Hennessy. I'll trade it in for happiness, but joyful don't remember me. Sitting on my front lawn, waiting for him to call me. He said he knew my name. Shame on me, fool me once, shame on you. I got my candy cane, my name is hella pimpin' too. You can watch a play a move. Or we could call this ice cream in my Sunday sweater. Patent leather tethered to a fancy car. Know you wanna touch me and your old religion caviar. Holy water avatar, blue like the tears when I left you. I met you on Saturday morning, it's raining and storming. Approach me with caution, I come with the warning.
If you sweep me off my feet, I'll probably clean my act up. I swear I'll be on my best behavior from this day forward, a lifetime after. If you're my baby, and I know this world is something crazy, that don't mean nothing. Hate me, call me crazy, as long as you know my name.
I used to dream in parables, partially love you naturally, happily ever after. Cigarettes over blunts now, Miracle Whip at Funtown, summertime, delight, delight. Mississippi over ice, Janet Jackson and flashing lights. We could dance a little if you like to. My vagabond's a lonely road, a celebrated haiku. Contemporary overzealous, think I really like you. Sing with me, paranoia, light blue. Piano was a deep red, your fingers were a green hue. Watch you make a rainbow out of sacrificial love in the club off the alley, alley, feeling holy. The DJ was religion, I swear on the Pope, he know me.
Name is just a year, don't call me crazy. And rain don't feel like rain. It's been so common lately. And love is just a word. Unless you show it. So tell me what you call me when I'm cold, not around.
Whoa! Oh, okay. Crazy segment. Very insane. Super crazy segment now.
What is it? What's the segment?
We're gonna take turns. We're gonna ask each other very, very, very deep and personal questions.
Mm-hmm.
You have no choice but to be brutally honest in your answer.
Okay.
All right, you start.
No, you start.
Silly goose, come on, Come on, silly goose, ask me a question, silly goose.
You start.
Come on.
Please.
Come on.
Do you like your brother or your sister more?
That? What purpose? For what? Like him for what?
No. Just in general.
Oh, okay. Oh, my sister, for sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. All right, here's my question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you shower regularly?
What is regularly?
5 times a week.
No.
Okay.
What are you most insecure about?
I have very sweaty hands. Very, very, very sweaty. Everything I touch just covered in sweat all the time.
Sounds disgusting.
Sometimes I'll walk past people and I'll slide my hand down their face as a greeting.
Yeah.
And just coat them in sweat. It's like a slug. My hands are like little slugs.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a positive self body image?
No.
Do
Do you like anyone?
Oh. Well. There is a time in my life, where I was, you know, I played the game, you know. I fished for the fish, you know. I cast my line, got on my boat. But, you know, we get old, you know.
Do you like anyone?
You know, love comes and love goes.
No, but like where they like someone, you know, like have a crush on someone.
Well, you know. You know, there's some men and women in my life that, you know, All right, here's a doozy for you.
Uh-huh.
Big man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a pretty awful segment.
If you could be in a shower.
Mm-hmm.
With one other person.
My father. If you had one wish, what would your wish be?
Immediate death. Would you rather be on fire for 15 minutes?
Be on fire for 15 minutes.
Or can you let
be
me,
on
no,
fire
please,
for 15 minutes?
I would like to finish the question. Or would you like to watch an original screenplay made by me?
On fire for 15 minutes.
Well, actually,
be on fire for half an hour.
Well, I actually was kind of hoping that you'd be supportive of me in this. I actually wrote and produced a screenplay. I thought you seem to have some culture. I thought maybe, you know, you want to take a look, a little look-see, a little peek, a little peekaboo.
Would you rather amputate below the knee on both legs, or die?
Is it asking for advice?
Just answer a question, please.
I mean, for sure die. Like, for sure. I'm actually surprised that you made it this far. You've done a pretty good job. What are you now, 15? 15 now, right?
Well, 15 and a half.
Yeah. You know, I'd say give it a couple more years. I think maybe you'll figure it out. But, personally, I much rather go visit the black hole in space. You know, if you know what I mean. Go take a little visit. Go take a little walk out into the cosmos. See what they have to offer me.
Are we on Apollo? What, Apollo 17 now? Are we on?
Would you rather be stapled to the front of a bus for 15 years, be alive the whole time, just experience that,
yeah.
Or would you rather be dropped from 15,000 miles from in the air and fall the entire time, and then when you hit the ground, stay alive no matter what condition your body is in after you hit the ground. And then live the rest of your life in that condition.
Well, 15 but, well, years.
Caveat.
Yeah.
Both conditions, you can play Nintendo DS during the experience. So while you're on the bus, you can play a Nintendo DS.
Yeah, I do bus.
Well, until it dies. Once it dies, you can't.
I do bus.
Well, it's going to die pretty quick. An hour or two. Bus. But when you're falling, you play Nintendo DS while you fall, too.
Yeah, but then you're just in it.
Yeah, but you're still, you know,
bad pain the rest of your life.
Yeah, but otherwise you're stable.
But falling would be pretty fun.
Stable to the front of a bus would be pretty weird. For 15 years, it's a pretty long time.
Would you rather never be able to go to the opera again, or have your dog killed?
You know, I don't want to say my choice out loud, but I think it's a little morbid, but it's the choice that I think I'm going to have to make. I think you guys can probably understand that.
Yeah.
Okay, would you rather be the star of the Big Bang Theory?
Mm-hmm.
Be the guy who goes bazing bazinga boinga, be that guy on the Big Bang Theory, or play be star sports player for.
I want to be on Big. I would rather be on Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, that's a stupid question. I'm sorry.
Would you rather never be able to eat peppermint patties ever again, or burn to death?
I was planning to incinerate myself pretty soon anyway. Would you rather be the person that killed Abraham Lincoln? Or have $45?
Okay, well, would I be alive? Would I be like an 1800s boy?
I mean, yeah. That's fair. Okay, let's put it like this. You killed Abraham Lincoln.
Mm-hmm. And Did I beat him?
Yeah, you can kill him.
Did I shoot him?
Sure.
Anyone, whatever I choose.
I mean, you've killed somebody already, so it's not a huge deal.
But whatever I choose, that's how I could get to kill him.
Yeah.
Okay.
You kill him? Otherwise, you have $45 also. That's also an option in the two option scenario.
What was the other one?
$45.
Yep.
No? Okay. Fair. I understand.
Would I get away with it?
You know, people would know. People would know what happened.
But would I go to jail again?
Probably not. But, you know, you would admit that your motives were strongly racial.
I would take the $25. Probably I would take it.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could think about it some more. We don't have to talk about it now.
Would you rather have dementia, or I don't know, like, or only would you rather have dementia or only. You can only eat salt the rest of your life.
I'm a big salt fan for sure.
Salt is literally the only food you can eat.
Sure,
the rest of your life.
Easily. Would you rather urinate snow, or have a giant fire golem that does your bidding, and he's invincible. He can't die. He does whatever you want.
Peace now, for sure.
That'd be pretty tight. That'd be pretty 100, as they say.
Okay, I got a good one.
Yeah.
Would you rather go to jail for the rest of your life, or only wear corduroy the rest of your life? You can only wear corduroy. Now let's change it. You can only wear corduroy for a month, but you have to wear just corduroy for an entire month, go to jail for the rest of your life.
Just corduroy. No other clothes besides corduroy?
The material has to be corduroy.
For all the clothes?
Yes.
For the socks?
Yes, or go to jail for the rest of your life.
Is it...
That looks good.
Well, can I do it without people... Will people know forever that I did that? Like, can I do it, and then, like, later people will be like... They'll have no idea unless I tell them.
Yeah, they'll have no idea.
Or they'll have no clue.
They'll have no clue.
Okay.
Unless they saw you wearing
corduroy. Unless they saw me wearing corduroy.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty fair to wear corduroy then. What I'm worried about is that people would know that I wear corduroy.
We have to tell them.
Exactly.
If you're an honest person, you'd tell them.
I think it's unlikely to come up. But, I mean, I would be worried about a future marriage, you know, or something, you know, some level of high trust. I think, you know, I don't know. That's a pretty big deal, corduroy. People not really fans of corduroy. I'll wear corduroy. It's okay. All right. This is 91.5.